It's a year of growth.
Amen.
It's a year when God is going to download many things. Yeah, I remember I said that it's going to be a planting and there is going to be a watering and God is going to increase.
Amen.
And the verse that I want to share with you is 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11. I wonder when you look at this verse, what do you think of it? But let me read and explain. This is how God is going to increase in us. He said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Understanding, thoughts are going to go off. God is going to give you greater understanding. God is going to give you thoughts of God. And we are going to put away childish things. We are going to grow. So there was a time in your life and my life, you know, not everyone was born in nothing. No knowledge, nothing. There was a time that I did not know how to spell cat, C-A-T. Someone taught me how to spell C-A-T. There's someone who told me and pulled me aside and said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. True?
Yes.
Yes.
If you say it's not true, then I got to pray for repentance. We all started with nothing, but God did the planting.
Amen.
And increase. And God sent servants, teachers, parents, everyone to teach you and we grow. So our attitude should be, I want to learn. Say with me, I want to learn.
I want to learn.
I receive the planting.
I receive
the watering.
Whatever it is,
and God will give you the increase.
Amen.
It's a year of increase. All prophetic word that God has ever spoken to you this year is going to mature. It's going to take. There's going to be an increase. Increase in finances, increase in the love of God, increase in the grace of God. Everything is going to increase. It's a year, what we call it, a year of acceleration.
Yep.
It's a year of acceleration. At the same time, God is going to mature us. That is what we call stature. We are going to come in every area of our life, prayer life, our walk with the Lord, our social life, everything. There's going to be an increase where God is going to deal with us, that we can face God. Say, face God.
Face God.
We can face ourselves.
Face
our enemies.
Face our enemies.
We come to a place where we can face the authorities. We can face everything. That is maturity. That is going to be a shift in your life.
Amen.
And my life. That there is something that you say, I can face God. And God is nothing in me. I can face my enemies. They cannot point and say, you have did something wrong. No, you have settled it. You're going to face your authorities and there's no fear because you're in right standing with God. And the basic aspect that's going to begin is your prayer life.
Amen.
God is going to bring to you. And this church, Evangelical Christian Fellowship, is what we call in 2010. God says it's going to tie, it's a church, a governing church. A governing church. 2010. Okay. Before that, but 2010, when we joined the Isaac Network, it became very clear. We are going to have a governing church, which means it's like this. Listen to me. When you're born again, you're born into the kingdom of God. Say with me, born into the kingdom of God.
Born into the kingdom.
If you're added to the Lord, you're born into the kingdom of God, and you're added to the local church. It simply means when you're born again, God in His mercy brought you up into the kingdom of God and you're literally sitting with Jesus in the heavens. Ephesians 2:6. We are seated in the heavenly places while at the same time you're on planet earth. Say with me, planet earth. So we are living in two dimensions, spirit world and the natural world. When the natural world being affected by the spiritual world, there is going to be dimensions, there is frequencies being set up. And what happens is when you start praying in the spirit, say we're praying in the spirit.
Praying in the spirit.
The Holy Spirit inside you energizes you and joins with you with Jesus, the intercessor in heaven. said Jesus is in heaven.
Jesus is in heaven.
Jesus is in heaven. He's the head of the church. He downloads his grace, his burden, his grief, everything to you. And when you start breaking the power lines of the enemy, there's power lines, principality, all smashed up, all breaks up. We dislodge the powers of the enemy in our prayer. When you begin to pray in the spirit, you dislodge, and what happens? You shift the whole atmosphere. Say with me, change of atmosphere.
Change of atmosphere.
When I pray in the spirit,
I change atmosphere.
And this is what we have. The moment we start praying, the city changes. People become, the climate become conducive. People will come to know the Lord. That is a governing church. We police the atmosphere.
Amen.
We police the atmosphere.
Amen.
The only condition is you must have strong connection with Jesus. No loose connection. If you have loose connection, you can be in trouble. Jesus is the head. Say with me, Jesus is the head.
Jesus is the head.
We are the body.
We are the body.
And the head is connected to, and the body is connected to the church, to the head. The body is connected to the head, and the connection is the Holy Spirit. Can you see? So we have Jesus and the church is one. Say with me. Jesus and the church is one.
Jesus and the church
is eternal.
Jesus and the church.
So we have an eternal family. These are the dimensions. So Jesus is in session in heaven. He is the head of our church. He downloads, he rules and reigns our church. Heavens are open. And when you are connected, you dislodge the powers of the enemy, and people will come to know the Lord. There is going to be a change.
Yes.
People are going to come. You can take from barren to fruitfulness.
Yes.
An atmosphere of hostility into the grace and the mercy of God. We are going to change. And I want to say this, all those who are in authority, leaders in this church, leaders in the home, when you pray, things will change.
Yeah.
Don't be under the circumstances, be above the circumstances.
Yeah.
Learn to control your circumstances. How about praying in the spirit?
Yes.
It's prayer, word, and obedience.
Yeah.
This year you're going to experience changes. Can we pray for a few minutes in the spirit and change the atmosphere?
Yes.
Everybody pray in the spirit. Now, you see, just before that, praying in your known tongue is praying in the speed of sound. Say with me, praying in known tongue.
Praying in known tongue.
Is the speed of sound. So when you pray in English and everything, it's the speed of sound. But when you pray in the spirit, it's the speed of light. Say with me, speed of light.
Speed of light.
So there is a speed that is going to take place. From sound, you're going to go into speed of light. And God is light. When you pray in the spirit, you touch God. When you touch God, things changes in you. You release the presence of God. You speak mysteries to God. One aspect, praying in the spirit, praying to God, praying to edify yourself, releasing the mysteries of God, releasing the presence of God, things will change. And I declare 2018 will be a place of a manifest presence of God.
Amen.
Wherever you go,
yes.
In your family, in your life, in your business, in everything.
Yes.
I declare and decree this will take place in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Let's pray in the spirit. Strong. Glory up, down, 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 down.
Touching God,
changing lives,
changing
you and change everybody, all in the spirit language. Amen.
Amen.
God is good. Amen. Welcome 2018. Now we have our speaker, Amy Tan.
Yeah. My husband to share a short word before I give the message to them.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Blessed New Year.
Blessed New Year.
I'm not preaching, okay? My wife will, but I just want to encourage you with this word. 2017. Say with me, 2017.
Was good.
Was good.
2018.
Will be better.
His best for us.
His best for us.
Is yet to come.
Is yet to come.
If you believe that, say, oh hallelujah!
Oh hallelujah!
Oh hallelujah!
Oh hallelujah!
Oh hallelujah!
Oh hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen.
All right. I just want you to encourage you from the word in Isaiah 43. Verse 18 to 21, if we can have that. I'll just read that for you. Isaiah 43 verse 18 says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing." Everyone say with me, new thing.
New thing.
"Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. Because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen. These people I have formed for myself.
Amen.
They shall declare my praise."
Amen.
Now 2018, new year, God will do a new thing in our lives, amen?
Amen.
Alright, some of us may feel like we are in the wilderness, lost, no way out. But what does the word say? That God will make a road. God will make a way.
Yes.
Yeah. We may feel like we are in the desert. Nothing. Everything is lacking. You know, business is slow. Finances a bit low. Spiritually also feel a bit low. Physically low. You know, but what does God say? He will provide a river.
Yeah.
An abundance of blessing. An abundance of provision.
Yeah.
Do you believe this?
Yes.
Yeah? Because then, how do we approach this? At verse 21, where he says, "They shall declare my praise." This is the time when we feel a bit down, when we feel like we're in the valley, we keep praising him.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's easy to praise God on the top of the mountain, yes? It's easy to give thanks to God when at the mountain, but this year, no matter how we feel, we keep praising God, amen?
Yeah.
No matter how we feel, we keep giving him thanks.
Yeah.
And guard our mind against all the negative thoughts, because that all comes from the enemy.
Yeah.
If we keep thinking poverty, how are we going to achieve wealth?
Yeah.
If we keep thinking sickness, diseases, how are we going to achieve health?
Yeah.
If we keep thinking depression, you know, sadness, mourning, but know that God turns mourning into dancing.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the God that we serve that turns barrenness into fruitfulness.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's not just about having positive thinking, right? It's not just about, it's knowing who is the God that we serve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Declare this with me. Say, I.
I.
Say your name.
Amy.
We.
We.
Say your name.
Amy.
Say Dino. Is of God Most High.
Of God Most High.
Say again. We.
We.
We. Okay. Say we are of God.
We are of God
Most High.
Most High.
We know that who we are serving, the Almighty God who has everything in His hand. God that is still on the throne and takes care of His very own.
Yep.
Amen? Yep.
Amen?
And if we don't know who He is, in verse 1 to 3 of Isaiah 43 says, "But now thus saith the Lord who created you." Firstly, He created us, O Jacob. "Fear not, for I have redeemed you." He's the one that redeemed us.
Amen.
"I have called you by your name." He has called us. "You are mine. We are His."
Yes.
Yeah? "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you.
Yes.
And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you.
Yeah.
When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Amen.
Amen.
If you receive that, say amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Good morning, church, once again.
Good morning.
So today I'll be talking, I guess, in three parts. First, I'll be talking about the theme of Evangelical Christian Fellowship, which is House of God, Gateway to Heaven. Next, I'll be talking about our confession, which is we will win because we believe what the Word says about who we are, what we have, and what we can do in Christ Jesus. And I thought I'd throw in a bit of us being here. Because it's a new year, I thought I was trying to match words with a title or something. I got this. I got New Year, New You. However, let's change it to New Year, New Us.
New Year, New Us.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Adrian, can you please shoot up Genesis chapter 28, verse 16 to 17, please? This is part one. This is our theme. House of God, gateway to heaven. And most of us would know this verse, but I thought it'd just be good just to go over it again. Read that? Yeah? Genesis chapter 28, verse 16 to 17. And it says, "Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, 'Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.' And he was afraid and said, 'How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.'" Many of you would know this verse. You know this verse inside out. You could recite it backwards to forwards, inside, backwards, whatever. But you know what I got from reading this verse? Then Jacob awoke. He awoke from his sleep and he kept quiet. Did he keep quiet?
No.
Church. And he said, that means that he opened his mouth. Correct? He opened his mouth to say, "Surely God or the Lord is in this place. And I did not know it." So this was a revelation to Jacob. He spoke it out and he said, "God, surely the Lord is in this place. However, I did not know it." And then he said, he was afraid. And he said, "How mediocre is this place?"
No.
Am I reading the same? Am I reading your verse? No? What does it say? "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven." So how can we apply it to Evangel Christian Fellowship? Number one, simply, God is here in the midst of Evangel. Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Those that believe that God is here in the midst of Evangel, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21, verse 3. Let's read in context here. Let's start from verse 1, actually. Okay, and it says, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and he shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.'" Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Church, do you believe that God is here in the midst of us? Yes. And that when God is here in the midst of us, things happen. Because God is a mighty God, and God is a God of yes and amen. God is a God that will keep us through the wilderness, through the tough times, through everything. He will take us through. Amen?
Yeah.
Because God is in the midst of us, and when God is here, things happen.
Yeah.
Just as when we speak, when we open our mouths, when Pastor Joseph was saying, when we pray, we change the atmosphere. And so when we pray, when we speak it out, church, we change atmospheres. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Number two, okay, it says, when God speaks to the church or evangel, we are to be his mouthpiece to sound out what he has said. So I'll repeat that again. When God speaks to the church, which is evangel, we are to be his mouthpiece to sound out what he has said. So, has anyone ever seen a trumpet before?
Yeah.
Okay. Trumpet, and they have a mouthpiece on the trumpet. I don't have any pictures, sorry. But without that mouthpiece, you can't play anything. Is that correct, musicians?
Yeah.
That's correct. So we are to be the mouthpiece to the trumpet that God has sound for. We are to be the voice so that the voice carries through. And without that mouthpiece, no sound. So we are the mouthpiece. We are that connecting piece to that trumpet to sound it forth. You know, and I put here, I said, we are the voice of God on the earth as we positively declare his will through our prayers. I've also written here, God is waiting for each and every one of us to stand up in stature, to stand up where we are to declare His will over the earth. And this is very important, church. We can't just do this on our own. Amen? We need God. We need the Lord to touch our lips. Because when God touches our lips, He will fill our lips with words to declare. Because God is the one that speaks through us and in us. So that when we speak the accurate thing. Amen?
Amen. Yeah.
And I've put this a little bit of a spin here. I really don't like the crocodile mouths that you see in maths. But I've done positive is greater than the negative. So our positive words that we speak are so much greater than the negative words. Amen? Yeah. So the crocodile mouth, the small one eats the big one. So the positive, the negative... Oh, wait. Now I'm confused. But anyway, the positive eats the negative words. Amen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Church, okay, you see here I have a violin, right? There was a meaning for this. Does this violin, does the neck, we call this the neck. Does the neck look clean?
Yes.
Kind of?
Yeah.
Kind of looks clean, right?
Yeah.
It looks clean, right? Okay. Church, do my fingers look clean?
No.
Oh, wait, okay, sorry. Church, do my fingers look clean?
Okay.
Well, the tip, my tip. Pastor Joseph, do my tips look clean?
No.
No, they don't look clean, okay? So just, you're probably wondering, how am I using this illustration? You can think of this as our heart, okay? On the outward, our heart can look clean, right? But until you apply some pressure on the violin, you won't be able to see whether it's clean or not. So that's the same thing with our hearts. When God applies the pressure, when God speaks to us, He will see whether we are clean or not. I thought that was really good. Can I get an amen if you thought that was really good?
That was very good.
Thank you. Yes. Okay, another thing. I have a violin bow. Okay? Without a violin bow and the rosin that I apply on this, which is kind of like the oil. You can put it like an oil, it's like tree sap kind of thing. Without me applying rosin on this violin bow, what my grandma says is my violin sounds, are you going to the E-R-E-R class lesson? Which is basically like a donkey sound, okay? So my grandma says, are you going to the E-R-E-R lesson, okay? But if I don't, and that's because I didn't apply the rosin before, if I don't apply the rosin or the oil or the Holy Ghost to my heart, then I will sound like an E-R-E-R. I will sound like a donkey. Correct?
Yeah.
I won't sound clear. Do you know what donkeys sound like? Wow. They don't sound good, right? But if you apply rosin or if you apply the oil of the Holy Spirit onto your heart, it will come out crisp. It will come out soundly. It won't sound like a donkey. It will sound like this. Please, Lord, please don't make it sound like a donkey. It will sound crisp. It will sound sharp. It will sound accurate. And that's what God is as well. He is the oil of the Holy Spirit. He's the oil of the Holy Spirit inside of this house as well. So that's number three. The oil of the Holy Spirit is to flow inside of each and every one of us individually and as a church, so that when the oil comes, just like the rosin on the bow, you won't sound like a donkey, but you will sound accurate and you will sound forth what God is saying to you. Amen?
Amen.
Was that good?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, church. Theme. Our theme. I want each and every one of you to hold up your Bible. Okay? And we are going to say our confession for Evangelical Christian Fellowship. I want you to hold it high with conviction. Higher. Higher. Okay? Let's go, church. One, two, three.
We believe.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I went to the second line. Let's start again. That's my fault. I'm sorry, church. One, two, three. We will win because we believe what the Word says about what we are, what we have, and what we can do in
No, I'm just walking by myself. No, I'm walking by myself. When we walk somewhere. We don't just walk aimlessly in the one spot, correct, church?
Yeah.
We walk somewhere with a purpose. And when we walk with God, we walk in agreement. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Or else God would be there, you would be there, everyone would be chaos. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When we walk with God, we walk in agreement to do God's will. Simply put, to do God's will. I have narrowed this confession down to 3 points. Number one, who we are. Everyone say who we are.
Who we are.
Which is our identity.
Our identity.
Okay. Those from Malaysia, do you still have an IC? Identity card, right?
Yes.
Those from Australia, do you have a passport?
Yes.
Who has a driver's license here?
Yes.
Who has nothing here to identify what they are or who they are? Even a school card? A school card, Jasmine, like a library card? That says your name on it? No? That's okay. Birth certificate!
Yeah, yeah.
Birth certificate!
Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah. Got me frazzled for a minute. Who we are, that's our identity. And our identity is in Christ. Amen?
Yeah.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, simply put, is we are an old creation.
Oh.
A medium creation? No, we are a new creation because of Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And isn't that a great promise? Isn't that a great hope that we are a new creation? Our identity is in Christ. Our passport is in heaven, if you could put it that way. Our citizenship is in heaven. Amen?
Yeah.
So that means that we are walking in the spiritual, correct? We have to walk in the spiritual dimension, amen?
Amen.
John chapter 1, verse 12. It says, we have the right to become slaves of God.
Oh.
To become
children
of God. We are a child of the living God, the Most High God. Doesn't that give you great assurance, great hope, that my Father God, the Creator of heaven and earth, is also my Father? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. And it says, we are seated with Him in the earthly places in Christ Jesus.
Heavenly.
Oh, good, good. And we are seated with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That means, church, we have such a great hope. Our Heavenly Father, we are seated with Him in the heavenly places to rule and to reign with Him. Amen. In Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Number two, what we have. And I simply put this as a possession. Isaac, that pencil you got in your hand, that's yours, right? That means that you possess or you own that pencil, right? Yeah. Just like in Christ, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, it says, He has given us a spirit not of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control. What does it say? And of power, church. We have power because of Christ. We have love because of Christ. We have self-control because of Christ. We have a great hope, a great future, and a great destiny, all because of Amy. All because of Christ. All because of Christ. I'm just seeing who's awake here. Yeah, well done, you passed. John chapter 3, verse 16. All of us know this. But what has God given us? Eternal life.
Amen.
Eternal life, amen?
Amen?
That means that we no longer have to fear about death. We no longer have to be fearful of all of these things, but we know that in Christ we have eternal life, amen?
Amen.
Number three is what we can do, which is simply put as an action. An action. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 to 18. Auntie Ong's favorite scripture in the whole Bible, and all of us should know this, but let's turn to it anyway. Because Auntie Ong's not here to recite it for me, so. Okay, church, are we there?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm
wow.
Mark chapter 16, verse 15 to 18, and it says, and he said to them, and Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Church, that's for us.
Amen.
Church, that's for us. That's not just for the apostles back then, but that's for us, church.
Yeah.
Can you say wow?
Wow.
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 That is for me.
Wow. That is for me.
That is for you.
That is for me.
That is for the church this year.
That is for the church this year.
And
we
are going to see God.
See God.
Do wow things.
Do wow things.
So Pastor Mason on Friday, she said that she got the word wow, okay? Wow. I want to put a little spin to this. Wow. Wow. W-O-W.
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 W stands for world.
World.
Of.
Of.
Wonder.
Wonder.
Wow.
Wow.
Bible. We see the example of Joseph. You know, he was his father's favorite. He got a coat of many colors. You know, but what happened? He got a word from God, okay? Basically saying that everything will bow to you. If you got that word, you'd probably be thinking, wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay? And what happened was his brothers got jealous, right? And they said, let's kill him. Yeah, let's kill him. But one of them said, no, 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 let's not kill him. He's still our brother, right? You wouldn't want to kill your brother, right, Isaac? You wouldn't want to kill your brother over that, would you? Yeah, that's the right one. Okay, they threw him into the dungeon. He got sold as a slave. And then after that, he got thrown into prison. Do you think he's still going, wow, my life is going exactly like how God prophesied and gave me that dream of liberty? You think he was saying that? What happened? He interpreted a dream, and then he was made basically prime minister, correct?
Yeah.
And then that's when his dream came to pass. And you would probably say, as Joseph, you'd be like, wow, God, you took me from here. I went down through the valley. I didn't forsake you. I still trusted that you would bring me to that wow moment. And God brought him through to that wow moment. You know, a wow moment that I remember very vividly was our own Keith. Our own Keith Wibley, when he told his testimony, I was there like, my jaw actually like dropped. And I remember telling it to the Destiny Generation children. And correct me if I'm wrong, Jorg and Grace and Johnny, but did they say wow? They went wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. And God is saying that 2018 is going to be a year of wow.
Yeah.
All of the supernatural that's happened in the Bible is going to come past to us today, church, through us and in us and everything. We are going to see these wow moments. Amen?
Amen.
So let me just finish with this, okay? Let us enter in 2018 with both a change in our attitude and our perspective. Let us guard our minds from what the devil wants us to think by daily presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. And also to constantly remind yourself of the victory you have in Christ. You are an overcomer. Say that to your neighbor. You are an overcomer. Say that to another neighbor. You are. And not defeat. Amen?
Amen?
Say this to your neighbor.
God
has already
prepared my end.
And it is one of victory.
And it's one of victory.
Not defeat.
Not defeat.
Okay, so here we go. New year, new me, new you, new us. Okay?
New year.
New year. That's a tongue twister, if that's one. A lot of people in the world, they make New Year's resolution. Okay, I'm one of them. I used to make them. I used to say, yo, this year I'm going to lose weight. This year I'm going to not eat chocolate. This year I'm not going to drink soft drinks. This year I'm going to do this and this and this and this. Am I the only one that did this?
No.
Wow, this silent church. That means all of you. Make me feel better. Come on, interact here. But you know what? I want to just say, how about we make a spiritual New Year resolution? How about we make a spiritual New Year resolution? So that God, not just in the physical, I want to make this resolution, but I want to make a new commitment this year, a spiritual commitment, Lord, that I want you to make me go, wow.
Yeah,
I want you. And guess what? I've already written this down here. But when it comes time for 2018 New Year's Eve celebration, each and every one of you will be popping up like popping candy or popcorn because you just can't wait to testify the wow moments God has done in your life. So let's enter in 2018 with this expectancy of God, you are going to do wow things for us. Wow things for us individually, for us as a church, for us as a corporate body today. So church, let's just conclude in prayer today. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God, that you are a wow God. You are an awesome God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that is working in us and through us right now, Lord. We thank you, God, that right now, even as it is 10:35 a.m. on the 7th of January 2018, we make a spiritual New Year's resolution.
Yes.
rebellious, don't say man. But. So we are not going to say but. When God says something, you say but. But. There's goat or rebellious. Yeah? Hello?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
No more but.
Yeah.
No more. But. Amen. And hello?
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Blessings. Lord, we continue to take your blessing.
Amen.
From Father God. Lord, your promises is always yes and amen.
Yes.
And your word told us that the blessing of God is not burdensome. There are so many people, they have millions of dollars and properties, but they are so weary and burdensome. We thank you, your promises, that our blessing is not burdensome.
Yes.
But it's joy in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
We will experience more dimension in the kingdom of God.